When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Matt Delia is Confused. This is Matt Delia, aka M. Diesel, aka Pastor M. Diesel, because it is fucking motherfucking Sunday fucking motherfucking service. And
2, 1, 2, 3. Let me tell you about the comforter that the Bible said would lead you on. Jesus said that you have power when the Spirit comes down from the throne. Now I'm filled with that promise that has brought new life to me. And once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Let me tell you that you must have that fire and Holy Ghost. With that prayer we've turned it, that keeps the fire burning of experience that you can feel. That makes you move, makes you shout, makes you cry, cause it's real. Well, I've got my hand, whoa, in the master's hand.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. That, listening to that, I mean, I know I say a version of this always, but it's the fucking truth. I wish I believed in this shit. Listen to how fucking happy these people are. Listen to how, watch how fucking happy they are. When you watch these camp meetings, just fucking Google Jimmy Swaggart Ministries and then find a live performance by Lester Rector or Dudley Smith or Jimmy Swaggart himself. And just look how fucking stoked everyone is. Or watch a Gaither Family video, something, anything. They're all so fucking thrilled to be here, happy to be here. And it's just because they're filled with the fucking Holy Ghost. I am jealous. And this is why I've commandeered the music. Now, I'm not bitter. I just wish I had it in me to believe like that. But I also don't believe in the Tooth Fairy. I don't believe in Santa Claus. I don't believe in fucking the Boogeyman. I don't believe in the Sandman. I don't believe in Nick Sandman. I wish I did, though. I'm reading this fucking book now. I'm reading a book now. It's cracking my head open. I don't know what else to say. It's by a dude named Julian James. I think it was published in the 80s. It's called The Origin of Consciousness and the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. I believe that's the title. It is the least... Oh, shit. I was right. That really is the title. And it's about how consciousness actually emerged much later than we like to think of it did. Or that we have come to think that it did. He points to shit like the Iliad and says there's no evidence of consciousness in the Iliad. And that was written, I mean, pretty fucking recently in terms of human history. So his idea is that consciousness emerged much later. And before consciousness, when people were still operating in the world, people in the Iliad, for example. He talks about how the bicameral mind is this idea that there were two hemispheres of the brain, and before they were fused together to create what we now experience as consciousness, not a thing but an operation, that operation was born through the breakdown of what he coins the term the bicameral mind. And he goes through all these different points in fucking history, I suppose you could say. But it's obviously our knowledge of history sort of fades and crumbles the further and further you get, the confidence in the knowledge of history. But he takes a look at something like the Iliad and talks about how his theory is that the two hemispheres of the mind, they worked separately, right? There was the actor, which was behavior and action, and then there was the other side that sort of received commands or felt like that's what was happening, right? So someone with a pre-consciousness, with a bicameral mind, according to Julian James. And not everyone believes this. This is not like absolute fact. This is his theory. But the book is incredible regardless. I believe it was Richard Dawkins who said something like, it's either the most miraculous leap in evolutionary thought since ever, or it's just a bunch of rubbish. And I think the consensus is maybe that it actually is rubbish now, but it still is super fucking interesting. Anyway, the idea was that the other side, the non-acting side, the side that sort of dictated or got ideas for got the ideas and had thoughts about how to act, what sort of propelled action and dictated to the side of the brain that acted out behaviors, was it was as if we were in contact with God or the gods, right? So the gods would communicate with us. Gods would talk to us, even though it was inside our brain. Gods would talk to us. We would receive it in one hemisphere of our brain. And then there would be this sort of almost communication between these two sides of our brain that felt like a communication between God or a God and what we, I guess, the acting self, the behavioral self. And so the command or idea, whatever it is, would come from God, and then the action would be acted out by you. That's a very loose, sort of rough illustration of what Julian James is getting at in the book. But it started to make me think about God and our perception of God and how these ideas came to be. You know, when you look at ancient history, you know, certainly before the arrival of JC on the fucking scene, you know, around when the Iliad was written, or even before ancient Egypt, things like this. And you start to think of how the fuck did these people think these things that they thought? How did they all agree on these sort of endless amounts of gods and what these gods did, and why was there a certain god for this and a certain god for that and a certain god for that? And it starts to kind of make sense. And even if it is rubbish, as Richard Dawkins sort of suggests it might be, and most likely is, it is still a mind-opening experience to read this book. Excuse me while I sip out of my brand new fucking Me Right Now mug. Which you can get at mattdelia.com/store. For a nice, fair, good price. I'm a fucking salesman. And so now, though, I mean, I haven't finished the book yet, so I don't know, but it's interesting that to think of our idea of God, and, you know, so many people out there think God talks. I talk about a lot of people on the show who believe God talks to them or talks through them, or they're in direct communication with God one way or another. And it's almost like this is like the detritus of what Julian James would call the bicameral mind. It's like we haven't fully figured out how to have a human mind yet. And we are still operating, or many of us are operating, with this brain that, you know, it's like a dream, right? There are people who have dreams that are like, but what does it mean? What does that portend about the future? What does that say about what's going to happen to me in my life? But that is exactly the wrong way to fucking look at it. The dream is from inside your mind. It's not from the outside, and you're getting signs about things to come from some outside force that isn't from within you. It's all from within you. So if you're some fucking crazy person who thinks God's talking to you, that's inside your brain. For lack of a better way of putting it, you fucking made that up. I think people think of making something up as there's sort of a knee-jerk thing of be like, no, I didn't make that up, because there was no conscious effort to make it up. When you're dreaming, there's no conscious effort. I mean, some people lucid dream, but I'm not talking about that. There's no conscious effort to make up a thing God is telling you to do. But you still made it up. And what I mean by that is that it came from inside your brain, not outside your brain. And, you know, it's just like fucking...
Woo! Let me tell you about the comforter that the Bible said it would lead you on. Jesus said that you have power when the Spirit comes down from the throne. Now I'm filled with that promise that has brought new life to me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Let me tell you that you must have that fire and Holy Ghost. With that prayer wheel turning, that keeps the fire burning. Kind of experience that you can feel, that makes you move, makes you shy, makes you cry, 'cause it's real. What I've got, my hand, oh, in the Master's hand.
And that's what we still love about it. That's what we still love about people who think God talks to them. The music. At least we have the fucking music. That actually, that opening of that song, there's the shit about, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I can see. There's all of these fucking tropes that at least Christians I know say this shit. Maybe Muslims do. Maybe Jews do. I actually have no idea, because I wasn't raised in those religions. But Christians have all of these tropes where it's like, I was a sinner, and now I've been washed clean, you know? I was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Jesus. There's this trope of like not understanding something and then having it be completely revealed all of a sudden by God. And I've been thinking about this, and I think that I can't help but think I'm seeing sort of that play out in real time with so many of the people that are paranoid about the vaccine, or believe that the government is sort of like has this overarching plan, Joe Biden and his administration, to like either microchip us or kill us off with their fucking vaccine. It's so many different things, and I talk about a lot of it on the show. But there are all of these tropes about, in the Bible, all the way on to now, about how there's like this fake thing in front of you that's being put forth, but really with the help of the Holy Ghost and your belief, you see through it and you see the real truth. And it's like that shit is in hyperdrive now with the fucking paranoia about the vaccine. I mean, I know it's not a one-to-one, but so much of COVID vaccine hesitancy and anti-mask shit and sort of conspiracy theories in general over the last year or so and in general period dovetail with religiosity. A lot of the people who believe this shit are extremely religious. That's why you look at Jim Baker's show, his audience, Hank Cuntman, fucking Greg Locke, Pastor Greg Locke! All these people, they're saying the same thing, and it's because their audience fucking eats it up. Actually, I have a good fucking clip of Greg. Pastor Greg Locke! On that note, I'll just play it. I'm not going to give any context first.
Change my stance. I have not changed my stance. I haven't softened my stance. I have strengthened strictly my stance against the vaccine. It is not FDA approved. I don't care what Pfizer, I don't care what any of the four groups do out there. Look, if you think, all right, now we're going to jump into some realms. If you think for 1 minute that those political elites actually got that vaccination, you are smoking meth in your mama's basement.
Okay.
Bunch of fake liars is what they are. They didn't shoot nothing in their arm but a bunch of sugar water. Now, look, I know some of you like, my goodness, what am I going to... My boss told me that if I don't get the vaccination, that I'm going to lose my job. I can write you a religious exemption, and we will sue their stinking pants off! We will sue their pants off!
They so sexual.
It. This is America, not China!
What?
This America! They can keep their stinking sheep shot! Now, I'm just giving you a chance for somebody to get on out of here, praise God. But the parking lot's packed. You can't go nowhere no how. You stuck till I'm done. You stuck till I'm done.
I mean, so fucking aggressive. But this thing about you think those politicians really got the vaccine? That was sugar. What the fuck? Why is that the lie? Why? It doesn't even go together. What's the theory? What's the conspiracy? They're trying to get us to take the vaccine so that... What? So... Why? What is that? What's the end? But see, that doesn't matter. To these people, it's just, oh, they're trying to trick us, and I knew it. I knew it all along. There was something hidden that was more true. And my point isn't that politicians always tell the truth. They don't. They often lie. You could even make a case that in a way they're always lying. But this is not the kind of lie that they're telling. It's more that they're all full of shit than they're constantly lying. But that is a lie that is not being told right now, okay? If a politician is saying they got the vaccine, they got it. If a politician is saying, get the vaccine, they want you to get the vaccine to get shit back to normal again quicker so that you will vote for them and like them and think they saved you. Also, Trump's the one with Operation Warp Speed in the first place. If you all fucking love Trump, he got the vaccine too. Motherfucker, Melania got the vaccine. None of your shit holds up. And people will love to say, you can't force me to get the vaccine no matter what you say. You're right. You're absolutely right. This is America, not China. You can't force me. You're absolutely right. So don't get it. Don't get the vaccine. No one is making you. Absolutely no one is making you. Anyway, it's 3,000 degrees in here right now. So I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I got more fucking crazy Christian shit for you. Okay. Don't go anywhere. Matt D'Elia is confused. We'll return right after the break. And I'm back. And I got some more fucking crazy shit for us to sort of parse through. But before I get into any of that, I guess fucking because of the day that it is, I go lead off half number two. Long time I've traveled from this lonely road. My heart's so empty, and I sang low. And I thought about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out in his saving power. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way.
Love that song. Love that fucking song. That's some Gaither Family shit for you again. In case you were fucking wondering, I want to talk about the really bad metaphors and comparisons some of these motherfuckers make. Just on the heels of the vaccine thing and the anti-vax religious right. It's the mark of the beast shit. There's like some touchstone things that these fearmongers, I guess you could say, really want to constantly be bringing up. I'm going to start with a really sort of ridiculous one. I mean, they're both ridiculous, but one is very, very common. The other one I actually haven't heard before. This is Representative Madison Cawthorn from, I believe, North Carolina. He's like in his 20s. He's a total fucking idiot. But here's what he had to say about the mandate for wearing masks for people on the House and Senate floor, even if you are already vaccinated. It's crazy the lengths to which they'll go to like stir up their base. Here we go.
George Washington. I just want to encourage us to imagine, really think to our founding fathers, know that we're not descended from fearful men. Imagine being George Washington when he was trying to get the British to capitulate in Yorktown, except he had a mask on his face. That's not who we were descended from.
What? So your logic, Madison, is because other Americans, when they were doing badass shit in the past, because they weren't wearing masks, you shouldn't wear a mask during a pandemic on the House floor. I actually get the gripe of, well, I'm vaccinated, why do I need to wear a mask? But make that point. And don't make the point of, well, we don't descend from fearful men. Imagine if George Washington wore a mask when he was battling the British at Yorktown, whatever the fuck he said. It's like they'll go to any length to just be like the fucking they'll go to any. Actually, you know what? Before I even make that point, let me play the other one that I was talking about. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I play all the time. The most God-fearing of the God-fearing representatives in our government. And the fact that these people have a place in government is wild to me. Wild to me. But again, this plays into, and I'm fucking falling into the trap that I'm constantly ringing the bell about, so it's fucking on me. But I can't help it. This shit's constantly in my face. Even if you want to just talk about the origins of the American government, it's not supposed to matter to us what some random ass representative says in North Carolina or Georgia. A congressperson in North Carolina, a congressperson in Georgia, these people to me in California, look, if you're in their district, that shit matters a lot.
And in a way, it matters because they're one of 538 seats in Congress, which that is meaningful, but one 538th isn't that meaningful. It starts to become meaningful when the talking point spreads to everyone and they're all saying the same kind of shit. So I guess I can make a case that this is important because it's what all of them are saying en masse. But it is upsetting that I have to constantly fucking hear what people from North Carolina, Georgia, and their own little fucking mini fiefdoms have to say. And it just drives me into a fucking rage. Anybody that disagrees, it drives them into a fucking rage too. And meanwhile, they don't mean shit to us. They're just some fucking seated government official in a state that isn't close to mine. That basically has no bearing on me and my life. And yet, I'm going to play it all for us and get us fucking mad all over again. So here's the other one I was talking about. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, speaking of Georgia.
Congresswoman, I've got to play you this. It's about 20 seconds or so. This is Nancy Pelosi today literally talking about this idea of segregation, like literally putting unvaccinated House members in a different area. Have a look at this.
This woman is mentally ill. You know, we can look back in a time in history where people were told to wear a gold star, and they were definitely treated like second-class citizens, so much so that they were put in trains and taken to gas chambers in Nazi Germany. And this is exactly the type of abuse that Nancy Pelosi is talking about.
That's exactly the type of abuse Nancy Pelosi is talking about. She's actually making the case that what Nancy Pelosi is doing in trying to make sure everyone still wears a mask on the House floor until everyone there is vaccinated, which obviously is never going to happen because of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. But she's making the comparison that Nancy Pelosi wanting everyone to wear a mask on the House floor is akin to Nazi Germany, and their treatment of Jews during the Holocaust. That's not similar. And there's this fucking persecution complex. And gee, I wonder where the fuck that comes from. Again, who's the ultimate persecuted motherfucker? That would be Jesus Christ, at least according to these people. And the shit in their books bleeds out into their own behavior. They all want to be like that. I was blind and now I can see. The Passion of the Christ. They want to see a little bit of that in their own life. And the result is this dipshit bullshit. Where it's constantly, oh, you want me to wear a mask on the House floor? It's Nazi fucking Germany and you guys are doing the exact same thing Hitler did. Hey, you can't keep using that example because it's eventually the example will mean nothing. There's one more on that fucking Nazi Germany tip that I gotta play here. This one's actually the dumbest of all, and it's courtesy of Deanna Lorraine. Deanna Lorraine, again, I've brought her up many times. I've played audio of hers many times. She is the crazy woman that used to work for InfoWars and before that tried to unseat Nancy Pelosi in her district and obviously lost it by so much. Wrote a book, tried to cash in, and now she's a crazy conspiracy theorist with her own internet show, whatever. So this is her and Stu Peters, another fucking genius. Here we go.
For you, if you, they have tried everything to get you to take this thing. They have tried bribing you. There's even one governor who's offering $100, $100 bounty for you if you go and get this vaccine.
Now, that's so cheap.
What about Lyft and Uber? Right. These people, they were offering free rides to anybody who could prove that they were injected. Need I remind you, there was another place that offered free rides, free transportation for injections. They were called Germany, and they gave free boxcar transportations to a place called Auschwitz.
Unfucking believable. How is that even remotely similar? Obviously, the implication is that the vaccine is going to kill us. Now, again, I will ask again, if the people getting vaccines are cut from the same cloth ideologically as the people trying to, let's say, pump the vaccine out into the world, trying to as this man would say, exterminate people by way of vaccine. All they're doing is killing their own people, because the only people that are getting vaxxed en masse are people who think it's helping them. And the people who think it's killing them are all among the religious right, or at least the far right. That's not a very good tactic. If the idea is to kill one's political enemies, and instead you're only killing people who agree with you and not killing people who disagree with you, you're doing yourself a disservice. So the logic doesn't even fucking hold up. But again, this constant comparison to Nazi Germany is so fucking idiotic. And all I can think is that the reason they keep bringing it up is because it works for them, because people eat that shit up. And that is upsetting. That this can be spun like that is upsetting, because if people are believing it, then people are even fucking dumber than I thought. And I think the reason people are believing it, and this is just a sad fucking fact, is that awareness of the Holocaust in the first place is going away. Young people now, it's like half of them don't even know that the Holocaust happened or what the Holocaust was. And as the memory of it, the specific memories of it fade, and the understanding of the history fades, it can be bent and spun in any way that the spinner wants to spin it, because nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about anyway. What I'm saying is, it's very possible that people listening to that don't even really know the details of the Holocaust, and they hear Stu Peters and think, oh my God, they're carting people off to get vaccinated and trying to kill them because of something. Oh yeah, I heard something about Nazi Germany. They did something to the Jewish people. So it's like a multi-factor issue we have here. Not only are these dipshit motherfucking morons constantly saying, you're treating us like the Nazis treated the Jews, when that's not what's happening at all, but also a lack of general awareness about how the Nazis really did treat the Jews and what really even happened in the first place, those two things combined are creating a fucking vacuum for dumb fucks like this to get people to listen to them and also be scared of the vaccine. Also, what governor was offering $100 to get vaccinated? And why the fuck wasn't Gavin Newsom offering me $100 to get vaccinated? I got vaccinated for fucking free. I'm thinking about right now, imagining somebody like this in front of me, talking to them about how I got the vaccine. I should do that. I'm going to get somebody on the show to talk to me about, now that I got the vaccine, all the horrible things that are going to happen to me that I unwittingly, willfully signed up for. It's just, it's so, I think what's troubling, most troubling to me about it, is that while I know people, especially masses, lots of people all at once, are very, very stupid, seeing it in specific action is really upsetting. The idea that this kind of shit works, the idea that this kind of shit is believed, I mean, there's this whole thing about the January 6th insurrection and how Republicans are not going to allow there to be a study, this commission on it that they're trying to get through the House right now. It just narrowly passed through the House, and it's probably going to not pass through the Senate. And there's all this crazy fucking gaslighting and washing clean, sort of rewriting history about what happened. And I talked about this a little bit, either last episode or last Sunday service. And there are all these fucking politicians that are trying to make it sound like it was either not Trump supporters that stormed the Capitol building, or that they weren't really that bad, or they weren't really violent, or really they were the victims, or really they just looked like they were taking a tour of whatever it is. The fact that they're saying that indicates that there are also people that believe that. Again, en masse, there are many, many, many people who believe that. And this gets tossed around. Oh, just to finish that thought. Many people believe that. And that is very, very, very upsetting. Because that's very, very, very obviously not what happened. All you need to do is look at what happened. All you need to do is look at it. You don't need anybody to interpret the events. You don't need a fucking lens through which to see it. It was all on fucking camera. All you need to do is watch what happened. You don't need to hear anybody talk about it. Just watch what happened. Use your fucking eyes, which are connected to your brain, and then let your brain process what's happening. It's clear. Don't let motherfuckers gaslight you. But again, the people that believe it want to believe it. But here's the real fucking thing. Everybody, left and right, loves to talk about how shit is Orwellian. But the truly most Orwellian thing is when someone says, don't believe what you see. Only believe what we tell you. Even if what you see is exactly diametrically opposed, the exact inverse of what we're telling you. No matter what you see with your own eyes, don't believe it. Only believe what we tell you. What's amazing is that these motherfuckers who are all screaming from the mountaintops that the vaccine is going to fucking kill you, give you the mark of the beast, whatever the fuck. All those motherfuckers will tell you that Joe Biden and his administration is the one that is Orwellian, or rather, is behaving in an Orwellian manner, which is its own kind of Orwellian. That is a mindfuck, but it's true. They are being Orwellian about the fucking term Orwellian. Even I'm confused now. But again, that is the fucking point. The point is to confuse you to no end. But don't fucking let it happen. You saw what you saw. You know what you saw. You literally saw it. You don't need someone to translate it. You don't need any help from anyone. All you need to do is look at the thing. Look at the thing. Look at the shit people are waving around, the fucking flags, the signs. Listen to the shit that they're all saying. You don't need anyone's fucking help to interpret that. And if you also parrot what these motherfuckers say, you are fucking dumb. Because there's two things. You're either dumb or you're a liar, right? I think most people are dumb. Some really bad actors are lying, though. And they're lying because people are so fucking dumb. So how about we all get way, 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 way less dumb so we don't believe people who are lying to us? Thank you. That's going to be Sunday service today. It's going to be a shorter Sunday service because what the fuck, why not? We all got to get back to our Sundays. We came, we congregated, we fucking got together. Hopefully you guys, I don't know if you're getting them yet, but you should if you order your Me Right Now mugs. Get your fucking Me Right Now mugs now before they sell out. There actually is a limited supply. So get in there, mattdelia.com/store, get your Me Right Now mug, take a picture of you with it, send it to me. Make me fucking happy. Make yourself happy. Make all of us happy. Make the whole world happy. And make sure that we all can fucking die happy. Okay, yeah. I love you all. I'll talk to you during the fucking week. Thank you for listening. And okay.